curator and writer Joan Rothfuss.
For me, this painting, Spatial Concept by Lucio Fontana, represents a dramatic shift in the way that artists approached painting. When people started drawing and making paintings thousands of years ago, they usually connected them to architecture. People drew on walls or made murals and mosaics inside homes, temples, cathedrals, and other public buildings. Images were part of architectural structures. It wasn't until the Renaissance, when oil paint was invented, that artists started to think about paintings as movable objects that could be shifted from one wall to another inside an architectural space. Gradually, painting began to take on a new role. Instead of being part of an architecture, a painting was seen as a window into another kind of reality. For the next 500 years, artists approached painting in basically the same way, as a way to give us a view outside of the reality that we're standing in. For a lot of reasons, that began to change around the middle of the 20th century. Fontana's work proposes a new idea that a painting is itself a wall. It is not a window. It is something that you are faced with and that doesn't allow you to look outside your own reality. It actually blocks your view and presents you with an illusion. In effect, Fontana says, this painting is a flat plane, and that's what you're looking at. The painting is a real object, not a picture of something else. Spatial Concept isn't an abstract painting either, because the slash is not an image of something. It's actually a real event in space. By breaking through the picture plane and revealing the space behind the painting, Fontana destroys the illusion. It was the most concrete way of dealing with painting that had yet been invented. His work is painting as performance, painting as declaration, painting as manifesto. And in the end, because we can see behind the painting, Fontana brings art and architecture back together in an entirely new way.